Good evening and welcome to Your Call. Joining me on the show tonight is a man, a film director who's avoided labels, but now can he avoid being called a hit director? Anurag Kashyap joins me in the studio tonight. Anurag Kashyap, before I start asking you questions about being the new it boy of film directors, let's just look at a montage of some of your work.
हमारी जिंदगी का एक ही मकसद बदला मजा आ रहा है
तौबा तेरा जलवा तौबा तेरा प्यार तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार
सिगरेट गुड़का बीड़ी तमाकू भस्म चारों का इलाज है बाबा बंगाल के पास
Anurag Kashyap, thanks so much for joining me tonight. Did you like my introduction?
I don't know.
But it's true. The reactions you've got to the gangs of Wasipur is something you haven't got in your career so far. So in some ways it's flattering and in some ways it must be worrying.
Yeah, it's scary. Gangs of Wasipur has got extreme reactions in the sense. There are also people who criticized it. Mm-hmm. But yes, I've never had so much of an audience ever before. It is very good for me in terms of like it gives me a lot of freedom to go on making the films that I want to make. But it also scares me because, you know, people start building expectations and they start expecting you to cater to them. Mm-hmm. And that takes your freedom away. So my philosophy is, after every successful film, shock them.
So is success is a straitjacket. Do you see that?
Yeah, in the sense, I don't know. See, the real freedom is I want to make a film and people say that, okay, let's do it. The only thing they discuss about it is how much do you want to spend making it. And mm-hmm. that, you know, one can be realistic about. But like, you know, it was after Devdi, everybody wanted me to keep making Devdi. So it kind of becomes a formula without you realizing it. Because I really believe that after every unexpected big hit, we have lost a director. Because he's made that a formula.
Anurag, don't say that, because many people will say that. Will Anurag Kashyap now go mainstream? Is that a good thing? Is this the bung in a sense?
I don't know. I'm just ignoring everything because I just want to make. I know, like, I've got my next 5-6 films kind of worked out, mm-hmm. and they're all difficult. And I somehow just want this film to lead to the next to lead to the next. And yes, there are two big films like Bombay Velvet and Doga that I have to make. Mm-hmm. And other than that, there's a whole lot of little tiny experiments and, you know, these small stories that I want to tell. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, industry is very happy doing the big ones. After, you know, when something works. But I don't know whether anybody would be interested in me doing those small ones.
Has the perception of you changed? That perhaps you'll be able to safeguard your own integrity, but has the perception of you changed if you're seen as a hit film director?
Perception definitely has changed. There's a lot more support system and a lot less advice given to me now. So that is definitely has changed.
Because one aspect, of course, is that you don't really work with the big stars. And perhaps that's because the big stars may not want to work with you. Will that change? Is it?
No. Big stars have been wanting to work with me. It's mm-hmm. not the reason. Because, you know, I have not worked with them simply because the kind of films I've been making and I need to shoot on actual locations. And I can't shoot there with big stars. Because if I take a known person and shoot a Wasipur on the streets, I can't manage the crowd. Mm-hmm. I need unknown faces for films like that.
But do you think with big stars you can be the boss? Because one of the issues, I think, with the star system in Bollywood, and you've seen that even in a movie your brother made, The Bung, where the movie is about the star. I mean,
I can't do that. I can work with an actor who does not come with the baggage of his image. And that for me has always been a great thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I really want to make a film. I would rather have a star who says that I've come here as an actor. And I trust you. And you trust me. And let's make a film together. And I need to not think about, you know, my fans expect this out of me. Mm-hmm. That scares me.
Can that happen today? Because the fact is that most directors do give in. I mean, you stand out at the moment, but most directors do actually give in to the star system. It's entrenched.
No, I'm working with the star. I'm working with Ranbir Kapoor in Bombay Velvet. But Ranbir Kapoor is also one of the finest actors today there is. And he does not come with a fixed image.
What's interesting, of course, is that you remain irreverent because you've taken on big stars, whether it's the Bachchans, whether it's Salman, on Twitter. So you managed, I think, the unguarded moments, you're on Twitter, putting it out there.
Do you ever wake up and say, oh my, I shouldn't have taken on the stars? No, it's not like that. I just say what I feel. In the sense, you know, if I say it on your face, you won't mind it so much. But when I'm not saying it on anybody's face and I'm writing it on Twitter, people take it too harsh. Because I say it as politely as I do it, but you know, I don't believe in trying to talk in a diplomatic way. I just say it out straight. And sometimes it just comes out.
What are the reactions? You said there have been extreme reactions and many people come out of Gangs of Wasseypur 1 not knowing what's happened to them. Did they like it? Was it a new film experience? What actually they went through in those hours? What's the reaction that has impressed you the most and hurt you the most?
No, see, reactions are good in the sense people have liked the film, they've loved the film. Mm-hmm. People have also hated the film. People have been very... My thing is, if a man has hated the film so much that 1 week later he's talking about it, the film has done its job for me.
Let me ask, you're saying on the agenda, we actually got some people from Wasseypur to ask you a question. Let's hear what they have to ask you and you can answer them. Go ahead.
Cinema ne bahar ke vyavsayiyon ko dara diya hai. Aaj बहुत सारा ऐसा उदाहरण आपके सिनेमा दिखाने के बाद आया है कि लोग यहाँ पे निवेश करने से डर रहे हैं।
मेरी बेटी पढ़ती है बाहर में और मैं उस बेटी से मिलने गया तो बेटी ने मेरे उसकी और जो मिलने वाले जो फ्रेंड है वो बोले कि अंकल ये कौन सा फिल्म बनाया है और ये आप लोग इस माहौल में रहते हैं आपकी बेटी से मुझे दोस्ती नहीं करना.
India takes itself very seriously and so does Wasseypur. And you've seen it's films where you name somebody a dhobi, there'll be a petition against it. Do you think we should have renamed it something else? Why call it Gangs of Wasseypur? Why not make a fictitious name and say nothing resembles reality or it's all fiction?
No, that's another story. So like, you know, in the sense, we change names, we change places, but things. But Gangs of Wasseypur got stuck. One, to Gangs of Wasseypur, the title was given by one esteemed journalist, Subhash Keja, who just put out a title out of his own thing, and that stuck because the studios liked it and everything, and all media communication went on in that name. Whereas that name is not on the script. The script had another title. People have taken it a little too seriously. They've taken it like a personal attack on themselves. Like when Once Upon a Time in Mumbai came out, or a company or Satya came out, people from Bombay didn't go out saying that, how can you accuse us, we are gangsters. It's no. The film is about one particular aspect of it. And at the time when they say all these things, there are... There is Fahim Khan and there is Sabir Alam gang war that's been going on. The police SP also says that. And a few days back, they caught a whole cache of arms there. And the film is not about... The thing is, I can't make a film about the doctor who lives 4 houses from this character's house, who is a very straight man who goes, does a 9-to-5 job or goes to a clinic or things like that, because his life, for me, is not interesting enough to make a film on.
You never liked Bollywood's candy floss films. I mean, I've had you on the show interacting with other directors. In that sense, you never joined the pack.
I can't. You know, I really can't. I'm unable to. I'll be handicapped. I wouldn't know how to do it. And I'll deliver bad film after bad film. You know, you have to do anything. You have to do it out of conviction. But that's the thing. In the sense, not just them. It's like people from my own extended families, the older ones, they have issues with the film. They said, why do you have to have so many abuses? It could have been done without an abuse. And why do you have to do this? Why do you have to do that? We are so conditioned by a certain kind of cinema. The idea that cinema is a family viewing experience. If a family can't watch together, it's dirty. It's not supposed to be. We are scared of adult cinema. Adult immediately means there's something. People either get that naughty glint in their eyes, it's an adult film or something. Adult can't be about serious issues. Adult can't be about things, about politics, no. Adult has to be about sex in their heads. Adult has to be about something very dirty. So, you know, they don't realize the meaning of adult. Our morality is such that we think that adult ho gaya to matlab kuch ganda ho gaya. It's not that, you know, people who can think for themselves, who can really, and we end up making children films.
Manoj Bajpai joins us now with a question for Anurag Kashyap.
So I would like to ask one question from you, that sare ek actor to hoon main, to actor wale hi sawal karunga. कि तुमने वासेपुर तो बना दी, दूसरी रिलीज हो रही है और उसमें मेरा एब्सेंस है, तो ये जो पूरे प्रमोशन है वो तुम में मुझे मिस कर रहे हो कि नहीं कर रहे हो प्रमोशन में? और दूसरा ये कि हमारी अगली फिल्म कब हो रही है? ये हुई ना एक्टर वाली बात, और लोग तो बिल्कुल पूछे जा रहे हैं कि आप अगली फिल्म कब करोगे, अगली फिल्म कब करोगे। मैं हमेशा कहता हूँ कि अनुराग ने मेरा कर्ज थोड़ी खाया कि हर फिल्म में लेगा, और इसका आंसर जरूर देना, इसको तुम हंस करके टालना मत, क्योंकि तुम्हारी आदत है बहुत सारी चीजों को हंस कर टालने की।
We are doing, we'll do a film after Bombay Velvet. But
my next two films,
you're not there.
how do you deal? I mean, not with Manoj Bajpayee, of course, joking, but tell me, it reinvented Manoj Bajpayee also completely. And I think Manoj Bajpayee has reinvented himself so much in his career, because he's really an actor who's proved himself in a film, then gets no movies, then has to prove himself again. But Gangs of Wasseypur was defining even for him.
Yes, absolutely. In the sense, Manoj also, I did not, it's not, it was not just me who reinvented him, he reinvented himself. Hmm. He was game for it. He came in and I said, you know, I want you to be lean and I want to be a lot more, you know, energetic, and his whole body language. And I said, you know, there's a fixed image of you also, hmm, because of the way you look. Can we change that? Because this character is very sexual. So he agreed to shave his head. Hmm. And actors don't do that.
In a sense, people say that is almost an arrogance you have. You sometimes look down at the rest of, some would say, your colleagues, or you think, okay, they do it, but I'm better than them. I won't do this.
No,
same
it's
thing.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's just that, see, I'm just thinking, for a long time...
You have the guts to do what you do.
No. It's not about guts. It's not. I'll need guts to make the kind of a mainstream candy floss love story that I don't make. Because, you know, you need guts to do something which is not you. Mm-hmm. Which is not, does not come from conviction. It's very easy for me to make Gangs of Wasseypur and this, that. What's difficult for me is to do it within the amount that I am given.
Right.
Do it within the budget that I am given. That's difficult. Mm-hmm. But it's very, these films come easily to me. I'll pull my hair to try and write a film like that. And it is not that, you know, I look down upon them or anything. It's just that I become like, you know, I build walls simply because I want to protect what I am. Mm-hmm. I want to protect what I want to do, because the industry is extremely supportive. The filmmakers community and everything, they're all my friends, they're very supportive, and they have been wanting to me to do better than what I'm doing. So they always come and they tell me how I can do things to make more money, how I can do it to make it more successful, and I listen to them, but I don't want those advice, because I know, you know, so they're my friends, so I need to just kind of, you know, stay away a little bit.
No, and you tweeted that after this Gangs of Wasseypur, you actually bought your first car.
Yeah, I mean that. I bought that before the film came out. Mm-hmm. But yes, but the thing is, you know, I want to do everything at the right time where I'm not dealing with the pressure of it. Mm-hmm. If I have to make my kind of films, I can't have a pressure of an EMI. Mm-hmm. An EMI will kill me. So I don't want EMIs. I want to stay away from EMIs. So that's why I will buy a car when I can afford it. And I'll buy a car that I can afford.
Let me go across now to someone else who has a question to ask you. And I don't know if she's already asked you all the questions she has. But Kalki, thanks for joining us tonight. And go ahead and ask Anurag a question you haven't asked him before.
Hi, Anurag.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Achha, questions that I haven't asked you before. One is, I'd like to take you out on a date tonight. So is that possible?
Yeah. Oh.
Good. So we have a date. That's okay. Great. And my questions are not going to be intelligent and intellectual, because I spend my time with you and I know how you think. So what I want to know is, what's the worst thing about living and being married to an actress?
Worst thing about?
Being married to an actress.
We get very less time with each other.
That's it.
Yeah.
Please don't be so diplomatic. You're not usually this diplomatic.
No, what else? I don't know.
No star tantrums, no pressure to have Kalki in every movie.
That pressure is not there. But yeah, I don't know. The thing is, when we have to go somewhere and Kalki always has the pressure, you always have the pressure of being an actor, the pressure of looking good. And I'm just sitting there looking myself. And standing next to you when you're all ready, and I look like some kind of a beast next to you. So that's one part of it.
Kalki, now I know the sweet talking why you married him, but let me ask you, what's the most difficult part of being married to a director, talented and perhaps tempestuous like Anurag Kashyap?
The most difficult part? I suppose it's not... not ever really, you know, being yourself, because a lot of people, you know, see us as the same person and kind of club us together and think we think the same thoughts and we have the same tastes in films and, you know, that we are actually joined at the hips. Mm-hmm. So to try and be an individual, I guess.
But tell me, Kalki, you said your pressure to perhaps like the same kind of films or speak the same kind of film dialogue. Did you like Gangs of Wasseypur? What was the thing? You did like it? Do you like all his movies?
I loved Gangs of Wasseypur. I don't like all his movies. When I saw Gangs of Wasseypur, I told Anurag, you will no longer be called the director of Black Friday. You'll now be called the director of Gangs of Wasseypur.
That's actually a huge compliment in a sense. But
yeah, she was the first one who said that this film is going to
change the way I think perhaps people look at you. But Kalki, thanks so much. Thanks so much for joining us tonight with that question. Thanks.
Where,
so
where are you picking up for the me from?
I don't know. It depends on your schedule. I know you're a very busy man, so you let me know.
Okay.
For that, you have to answer your phone.
Kalki, thanks so much. Apparently, you never answer your phone. Is that true?
No, I keep my phone on silent because, you know, it's ringing all the time. So, it's... I can't deal with it.
Have the kind of people calling now changed? Is it now that you get calls from, say, the stars or different kinds
of
producers?
I get calls from the same people, but it's like there's too much happening. And right now, I can't answer all the questions and I can't tell people how to go about what. I just need some peace sometimes.
Some breathing space. But I've got some more questions for you. And this is from Mumbai. So let's go across to some people from Mumbai.
Mr. Kashyap, I believe your Black Friday journey would be the toughest one. It was a controversial movie. So I want to know the whole journey. How did you go about the full movie?
The moment I discovered films and the moment I was watching a movie, I realized that, okay, the stories I've been writing secretly can also become films. So that kind of empowered me. Because for a long time I was writing these stories that made to feel that a little too disturbing and this is not supposed to be how a story is written and all those things. So I kept them to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But watching those movies at the film festival in 1993 made me realize that over people are telling the stories on screen and one can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that empowerment that came from the festival wanted me to become a filmmaker. Black Friday was difficult again because, you know, kind of film that it was, but we pulled off Black Friday simply because we were all very naive and idealistic and we didn't care at that time about anything else except wanting to get it right. And we have learned since and we are not naive anymore, and I don't think we'll ever be able to make that honest a film ever again. I don't think I can ever be that honest again.
Mm-hmm.
Because Black Friday was, I was this stubborn child who just said that, no, the way it is, I want to shoot it that way. And I was dealing with a producer who was a newspaper and they've never produced film. So they also believed that's how probably films are done. So they allowed me to do that. And they supported me in doing that. And it was Midday's only film. And I was still an unreleased filmmaker who did not know the perils of filmmaking in terms of like film release. My first film was just banned.
Mm-hmm.
But I had this thing Black Friday will go through. And we just went and did that. And after that, we suffered for 4 years.
Well, I've got Anushka Sharma who has this question to ask you.
Hi, Anurag. So, hi. I wanted to ask you, what is the one norm of perception of a Hindi film heroine that you don't agree with and you'd like to change, and why?
Why are you working with Ranbir and Anushka? Why did you decide to change? You talked about shooting with unknown actors, that you don't have a problem
because
with
shooting location. This film is shot a lot on set because set in the 60s Bombay, and 60s Bombay does not exist, so I have to create it.
So, but Anushka asked, what's the perception of a Hindi film heroine? There's no umbrellas and spot boys.
No. The Hindi film heroine that... See, what I don't like about our heroines or actresses or women characters on screen is the whole idea of them being girl next door. I just can't... I can't stand girl next door in real life.
You didn't marry the girl next door,
No. So, I can't stand the whole idea of girl next door in real life. And I have always wanted to, you know, create those kind of women characters who if I met somewhere in life, I would have either fallen for them or wanted to interact with them or become much closer friends with them or admired them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why my women characters come out like that and who are often always judged by other people because they're often, you know, how a woman is, she always decides how she's going to be based on the man in her life, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of sometimes bothers me. And I like actresses who respond to it with gutso. They take it like a challenge. They don't come in and they don't. The first question is not about what dress am I going to wear and or how am I going to look. Mm-hmm. But they talk about the character. They talk about the story. So that's something that I love about actors a lot. But I get very scared when actors are only talking about their looks. That scares me off.
But you put a whole lineup because you've got, I think you've got 3 films on right now. What's your next lineup?
I do one film at a time.
You've got Ugly and you've got...
Ugly I'm doing in October, November.
Okay.
And then next year, April, I start shooting for Bombay Velvet. Mm-hmm. We start pre-production for a long time. We've been working on Bombay Velvet for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And the other bigger film, Doga, we have already started working on, mm-hmm. which will happen a year after Bombay Velvet.
But does Bombay Velvet scare you? Because in a sense, it's a genre you
it
haven't done.
It scared me for a long time. No, it scares me because I've never tackled that kind of money before. That's why it scares me. The film, making the film does not scare me. Making the film that everybody is going to like, mm-hmm. and handling that kind of money, that scares me. Because, you know, when there's no money, everybody just works hard, slogs their ass off. And we come out with a film. There's a lot of money and the responsibility is on your shoulders. That's a little scary. That makes me a little fidgety.
Anurag Kashyap, we're almost at the end of the show. What's the one film left you want to make? You've got many, many more films to make.
I've got more than 20, 30 films.
But a film that stands out? Who are the actors left for you to act with?
I've got too many films inside of me. But you know, I want this whole Bombay Velvet to lead me to one film that I've been wanting to do for a very long time, Doga, mm-hmm. which is based on Raj comics. Mm-hmm. And Bombay Velvet should allow me to reach that because that's much more larger than anything that I or anybody in the industry has done.
And the actors you'd like to work with?
There are lots of actors I would like to work with. But I'm working with Ranbir. And I'll tell you the actors I really like among the whole lot. I like Ranveer Singh. Mm-hmm. I like Pariniti Chopra also. I think I like Sonakshi Sinha, among the newer lot. I love Sridevi. I loved Madhuri. Because all the people that I completely loved, they're not working anymore.
But you have to get them back. You have to, Anurag Kashyap, yeah, as you manage to convince them.
One day I can work with Mr. Bachchan.
Of course. Anurag Kashyap, as we end.
And Shah Rukh Khan.
And Shah Rukh Khan, of course. What about Salman?
Salman, no, I don't think so. You know, we'd look at things differently. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't want to work with me any which way. And also, I don't know. Somehow, I don't see that.
Mm-hmm. As we end, Anurag, the one thing you like best about being part of the Hindi film industry and the one thing you like the least?
I love being part of films.
That's great.
I love being part of films. I don't think there's anything else I would have liked to do in life.
Anurag Kashyap, as I said, congratulations to the gangs of Vasupur, a first in Indian cinema. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.